several different ministers have come down and they've all said the same thing. We can't fund two fire stations 4 miles apart. But that's not to say that if Donegal County Council could make a contribution to delivering on the programme to the department and providing some co-financing, that that the minister and the department would look at it differently. And I do believe if that, you know, conversation could be opened up, the minister's agreed to come to Ballyshannon to meet the municipal district councillors. He's opening a housing scheme, and that's in the next couple of weeks. And I just believe that Donegal County Council need to show something to the table that will get this project over the line.
And you believe that there is a role for the local authorities in Leitrim and Sligo here as well?
Definitely, you know, that there'll have to be, because they're benefiting directly from the service that Bundoran is providing. And remember, when Bundoran fire crew are at a fire in North Sligo, Ballyshannon then is covering the Bundoran area. When Donegal Town fire crew go down to Glenties as second cover, Ballyshannon's covering Donegal Town. And it's one of the few cross-border fire station arrangements. Ballyshannon is covering West Fermanagh. Not alone is it North Sligo, North Leitrim, it's also West Fermanagh and it's South Donegal, and it's the Donegal Capital Programme that needs to be completed. This programme goes back to the late 90s. You know, there's been many fire stations completed up and down the county, but to get this one over the line, this has always been the problem area. Two stations 4 miles apart, but you have to look at the fire ground, you have to look at the population. Ballyshannon is the fourth busiest station in County Donegal. Bundoran is the seventh busiest station in Donegal. So on that basis alone, on the call-outs and how busy both stations are, the local authorities in this region need to step up here